My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make a moonshot dot-to-dot map. If you have big goals that are not currently achievable, brainstorm the various intermediate steps that might bring you there. Seeing these steps and what they might require can help make a big goal feel more doable. Today's tip comes from Elizabeth Sharp McKetta's new book, Edit Your Life, which is about living with intention in a messy world. Elizabeth explains that a moonshot dot-to-dot map is a prompt for brainstorming how to move toward any currently unachievable goal. That is, it is a moonshot. When President Kennedy talked about going to the moon in the early 1960s, the technology to go there wasn't ready for prime time. But it got there with a lot of work. Similarly, just because something isn't currently achievable doesn't mean it never will be. You just have to figure out the intermediate steps. So Elizabeth tells us to draw a dot for your life as it is today. Then, draw a dot for your moonshot goal. What steps could you set up to succeed in getting there? Brainstorm a bunch of dots that might go in the middle. For example, Elizabeth says, if your dream is to be a lawyer and you currently work in customer service, one of those dots would need to be going to law school. You could then think about other aspects of that, like that there might be night classes, so maybe you could keep your day job. Another dot would be prioritizing regular study time. And another might be finding mentors and allies in the legal field. Be creative and be specific, she says. Which is the simplest dot-to-dot path between your now life and your ideal life? Which steps feel easy and which feel daunting? Break your dot-to-dot map into smaller steps if you need to, she says, until each dot feels, if not easy, at least achievable. I like this idea. Many big goals are about layering on bits of progress. What isn't doable now might be doable in a year with consistent motion. When I first moved into my new house about a year ago, having all the renovations finished and having everything unpacked and getting any needed furniture and making things look nice seemed almost overwhelming. And it would have been overwhelming to do in a week or two. But in a year or two, it's not so bad. And I could map out various steps in the middle. First, unpack the kitchen boxes. Later, get curtains. Later yet, unpack the boxes in the closet. I am working on revising a novel now, and the finished product seems far in the future. But I mapped out a chapter outline, and I wrote the flap copy. And now I am following a revision schedule that has me doing 1 to 3 short chapters worth of edits each week. Then I will work through the whole book at once. And then I will get test readers. and so forth. What big goals are you currently pursuing? Getting a handle on the various steps might seem daunting, but I think it makes big goals feel more doable to know those steps. Sure, there might be a lot of steps, but each individual step isn't so much. If you give yourself enough time, probably you can get there. After all, getting to the moon took less than a decade. You can do a lot in that time. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.